Hey, SeaTac. Glow here. Your chickadee in love with the sky. While the raiders raid, the choke chokes, the shroud glooms, whatever you have going on, I'm here for ya. Your top story today, sad news. A harvest festival turned into murder. Survivors from 199, Vault 199 that is, tell the tale. You've heard of this vault, kinda religious, kinda crazy, always welcoming. It's being reported that a caravan, led by a man calling himself Anthony McLaughlin, and another man dressed all in black, described as a gambler calling himself Utah, is being credited with causing a grisly scene. Brother Blake Castle, the leader of Vault 199, along with dozens of others, are being reported dead, gunned down by what is being called the Caravan Gang. Through various reports, we've been able to piece together a timeline for this caravan. And watch out, SeaTac. They are considered armed and extremely dangerous. Our story starts and ends in Emporium, a small settlement in the eastern part of the SeaTac region. Our story starts with a gunfight. Stay tuned, listeners. We'll have the full report to you right after a song to bolster our spirits. This is Life is for Living by Ivy Rose Lyon and Maj Norming.
It's night in the city, and I'm on my way back home. Humming on my favorite ditty, swinging like Natalie Cole. But then out of the blue, who strolls down the boulevard but you? Your place is closer than mine. Why don't we go there and have some more wine? 'Cause life is for again on the street. Thank you.
Welcome back, listeners. If you're just joining us, we're covering the events that happened at Vault 199. And you might want to have a seat. Days ago, a gunfight broke out at the One-Headed Brahmin in Emporium. Saul Thompson, the bar owner there, reports that they took it outside while bets were placed inside. A man with a red duster, combat boots, stirs, and a big iron on his side against two men of the Mercy Killers gang. The gunfight ended with smoke. The man with the big iron on his side claiming victory, calling himself Glint McClintock. Keep that name in mind, folks. This is how the caravan starts. Forming up with Anthony McLaughlin, the big iron Glint McClintock and the gambler Utah form up and head out. Others reportedly seen with this caravan at the time include a man wearing a vault outfit, a ghoul doctor, the black cat McShannon, a local character, his robots in tow. Which, full disclosure, listeners, I consider this man my friend. The caravan began making its way to the northwest. It is reported that a group of raiders tried to stop them. The raider group, led by a large, fire-wielding hulk of a man. But the caravan was seen quickly up and moving again, apparently having dispatched those raiders without much trouble. From here, our story goes back to Vault 199. As you know from years past, Vault 199 throws an annual harvest festival, a time to celebrate and hopefully recruit a few new faces to their flock. The kids are well behaved, there are fresh vegetables, and this time, apparently fresh fruit provided by the Anchorage Expeditionary Force. It's said that the man in the vault outfit, the one earlier not a 199 dweller, and McClintock were invited to join 199 when chaos erupted. A smoke bomb started at the feet of McClintock as an explosion took Blake Castle, the vault leader. Shots rang out from those in the caravan, and 199 began to fall. Reports from here get a little bit sketchy. At least one from 199 said to be joining the caravan gang. We're not sure as a hostage or as an insider. This all ends with the caravan continuing its trek toward the west and 25 survivors fleeing toward Emporium as night began to fall. And that's all the information that we have for now. We'll continue to update you on this story, the caravan gang, the fate of the vault as details come in. There are always dangers in our world, from the wasteland to the tower of the council in the capital of Gateway. So be careful out there, listeners. Be careful out there, SeaTac. Here's a song. Taking place
in a post-apocalyptic setting, inspired by Fallout, by Bethesda, and other post-apocalyptic trappings. The events in this story arise from the exploits of my friends, LARPing their way through the story, written by the GM of that campaign named Kat. The voice of Cloaklo is me, Rainy J. One Y on Rainy, two Y's on J. And you can find me on Twitter at Rainy J. And you can find this podcast at ccastradio.podomatic.com. All the music used in this podcast is in the show notes, along with the licenses and permission statements. The song you're hearing right now is Lost Tales of Catalonia by Daniel Caede. And thank you so much for listening, everyone. I'll see you next episode.